This is the Toronto Today podcast. I'm your host, Greg Brady.
Yesterday, we're coming off a massive announcement of, it's a big deal in the community of Alliston, but again, it's meant to spread its wings, be a big deal for, in essence, the GTA, Southern Ontario, all of Ontario, and maybe even all of Canada. Honda's as big a company as it gets when it comes to the car market, and a $15 billion investment. Some of that investment is coming from the province itself. So I described it as a bet earlier on, but this is a bet the province clearly feels confident in making about the EV market and where we go with it. And of course, it generates jobs and a lot of spin-off potential as well. Vic Fedeli is the Ontario Minister of Economic Development. He joins us now on Toronto Today. Vic, thanks very much for the time.
Good morning, Greg. Great to be here. Thank you.
How did yesterday land for you in terms of getting this done? And what is sort of the genesis of working with the federal government in deciding how this is going to go, who steps up to the table with what? How do those deals manifest themselves?
Thank you. This is a incredibly meaningful deal for the people of Ontario because, you know, it basically defines the kinds of communities we want to live in. We want communities that have big manufacturing plants because they're the linchpins of the community. That's how we get schools and hospitals locating and new police and fire and roads and bridges. So, you know, it really is critical because of the jobs that it's created. But it did take a long time. It was about 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago, that we first sat down in Tokyo with Honda to talk about what are we going to do in Alliston about electric, about making electric vehicles in your plant. And so, you know, Premier Ford was extremely instrumental. He met with Honda and their joint venture partners at his home on two separate occasions. And, Greg, there's just no better deal closer than Premier Doug Ford. When that big mitt comes across the table and shakes the hand, they know they got a deal.
Is there a back and forth that happens with the federal government? Is it a little bit like a contract negotiation? And then at the end of the day, you shake hands and you both land on in essence, $2.5 billion to push in?
Well, Ontario has the people on the ground here. We have a Ministry of Economic Development that does the due diligence, that does the site selection, the tour, whether it's the soil that needs to be analyzed, all of the different things, the return on investment. That's our ministry that does a lot of that, real solid legwork. Now, the federal government has a program of tax credits. So any company that's producing products here under the new budget can get a tax credit of up to 30%. But they put a special piece in the budget that says if you build an electric vehicle and two other components, well, you get this add-on tax credit. So that's where the federal government came in with a $2.5 billion tax credit for Honda over the life of so many years.
Vic Fedeli is our guest on Toronto Today. Now, I mentioned this as a bet. This could go very well based on the EV market and based on how efficient this production is. But you know your business history. At times, there have been subsidies. Bombardier is a great example where there's a lot of taxpayer money and it doesn't end up paying off. What needs to happen, Vic, for this deal to go right and for the money to be a great investment?
Yeah, that's a great question, Greg, because we've made a business. You're right. You're the first person to talk about that. We've made a business decision. We want to be in this business. We have 100. When we took office, we had 100,000 auto workers who really had no future because none of the companies were going to be making EVs. They were all going to have the gas-powered replacement of the horse and buggy. And for 125 years, we've been making combustion engine vehicles, and there were no new products announced. In fact, Reuters announced in 2019 there'll be $300 billion spent worldwide on EV, and zero was coming to Canada. Well, that's ostensibly zero for Ontario, where all the autos are made. And Premier Ford said, we're going to turn this around. We visited each auto plant. We understood what they needed. We lowered taxes by $8 billion a year to help all of the companies across Ontario, not just the auto sector, and said, we want to be in the EV sector. And we went from zero in 3 years to $28 billion of EV. And now, after 4 years, $43 billion and tens of thousands of new jobs. So you save 100,000 auto workers by having a new product for them to make, and you get into all the ancillary businesses like batteries. And now we're adding tens of thousands of new jobs.
The market needs to move too, doesn't it? We're at 10% right now among new auto sales. I would tell you, and I think you and the premier have made the case, federal interest rates where the Bank of Canada is sitting at 5%, it doesn't help new car sales. The economy doesn't help new car sales. But, Vic, as a percentage of the marketplace, EVs need to grow a lot more than 10%. Where do you see them going in the next 4 or 5 years in terms of that percentage?
Well, throughout the year, there's ups and downs, but the trend is solidly upward. Look, last year alone, global spending in EVs was up 31%. So that's significant. We think that in 6 years, if you look at 3 years ago, it was $2.5 billion. In 6 years, it'll be $50 million EVs that are sold. We think about 60% of all cars will be EVs by 2030. That will be necessary to meet those mandates that the governments around Canada, the U.S., and around the world put in. So we're aligning our workers. We're investing in the workers. That was our real priority, Greg.
The one answer I didn't hear yesterday, and I've got you here, so I'm going to ask, the absolute commitment from Honda that these jobs at this particular plant are Canadian jobs. Is that there? Is there paperwork involved from the brass at Honda getting these government subsidies, putting in a ton of their own money as well, to make that commitment to Canadian workers? I know there's some controversy, and you know as well, in Windsor, just getting things up and running in the training departments, and there's a couple different stories happening there. What's been guaranteed for Canadian jobs for Alliston?
Yeah, first of all, we insist on it. We insist on Ontario workers. Look, we don't discuss our business contracts, but I will say we insist on Ontario workers. But of course, like, we've never built a battery before in Canada. So there are going to be short-term technical experts that come over, uncrate these newfangled pieces of equipment. But they're here to do setup and training. And that's the real emphasis on training. They're going to be training our people on how to use this first ever equipment. Look, I live in North Bay in a mining community where we make mining equipment. And we ship mining equipment all over the world. I have friends who go to Mongolia to install equipment that was made in North Bay. They'll be gone months at a time to install that. They come back, and the companies in Mongolia, they're running the equipment now. That's how equipment is shipped around the world. So I think those short-term technical experts are important, that we get it right and we be trained here, but we insist on Ontario workers.
And it, like, short term, what are we talking about? 6 months, 8 months? I know the Honda CEO, Toshihiro Miebe, told an organization yesterday they'd have to boost the number of foreign workers as they expand. And that's understandable. But is short term 6 months? Is it a year after it opens? What are we looking at?
Yeah, again, we just can't get into the business contract, but we insist on Ontario workers be the workers that build these batteries.
On the other front, you mentioned the infrastructure that a plant like this helps in terms of communities. And there's been so much. Your government has pledged housing. And as you're well aware, housing needs infrastructure, roads, schools, community centers, even business to come for grocery stores and whatnot. Where would you say the lay of the land on that is? It's been hard. We've heard from so many people call our show and say, right now, the work stalled a little bit. It's expensive to build. Interest rates haven't gone down. Again, with that, where's the lay of the land right now in terms of getting the homes built that this government has pledged to build?
Well, we're incentivizing communities. I know the Premier and Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing and others have been out throughout the province presenting the checks to those communities from the Building Faster Fund. Even in my own hometown, again, in North Bay, we got our check because our community built, I think it's like 207% of what our quota to build was in order to meet this demand of 1.5 million homes in 10 years. So, that cash incentive, it's more than $1 billion, is out there to tell these communities, get going. You can't just approve building permits. You've got to get the shovels in the ground in these communities. Plus, we have additional monies to help with sewer and water and other infrastructure. So we're putting every resource, we're pouring resources, because we know we can't attract We're wildly successful attracting $43 billion worth of business. Got to have people in a home to be able to do that.
Some mayors are being more helpful than others. Is there pressure? Is there a little tightening of the screws to put on, I guess, more of the NIMBY mayors than the YIMBY mayors, Vic?
Well, I would say, I'll compare it to doing this deal. There's no better closer than Premier Doug Ford. I've said this many times, when his mitt comes across the table and shakes your hand at the table of Honda, you got a deal. I would say it's the same thing with the mayors. When that mitt comes out to shake your hand, you better be ready to deliver.
Vic Fedeli, Ontario Minister of Economic Development, Job Creation and Trade. Thanks for the time this morning and have a great weekend.
Thanks, Greg.
Thanks for listening to the Toronto Today podcast. We drop the highlights of The Daily Show every weekday morning at 11 a.m. Don't forget, you can hear the entire show on the radio, at home, on your smart speaker. Ask Alexa or say, hey, Google, play 640 Toronto or Toronto Today. You can hear us on between 5:30 and 9 weekdays on 640 Toronto. Have a great day.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.